Governor Connolly was calling Mr. Valenti on 911. What happened to him?
Wait a minute. Did you have Connolly talking to him, Ruthie? What line is he on? They're asking for Connolly.
He's on 90. He's on 90?
Yeah. We have him on 90.
Thank you.
Came out of the AFL-CIO headquarters. When he got through, he went back over to the AFL-CIO headquarters and has been over there ever since. Had a big meeting with at least 10 of them. That's how many we've counted going in. So, this is no surprise to me. I also want you to relay that.
All right, Governor. What else is happening down there?
That's all.
Has he filed?
Oh, yeah, sure. Filed and paid his fee.
What time do you do that, Governor?
About 4 o'clock, I guess. 4:30, something like that.
Governor, what about that Republican money?
Well, I don't know. He'll get all kinds now. He'll get Republican and labor money. So I don't care which one it is. It has the same effect.
What about Joe? What is Joe going to do, Governor?
He announced he wasn't going to run.
Well, I think that's good.
So, we get Mr. Yarber in there, and we'll see how we get along with him.
Well, according to the late poll I saw, Mr. Yarber may be clobbered so bad that he'd never be fit for public office again.
I'm going to do my goddamnest to clobber him and anybody's for him, I'll tell you that.
I don't think you'll have any
and
trouble.
I hope Mr. Ralph Yarber just opened his mouth one time, because I'd like to run against him at the same time, so... Cut him up a little bit for the next go round.
Is the lineup then? Don has paid his filing fee, and no one has filed against Senator Yarber. Is
That's
that right,
correct.
John?
That's correct. So everything's safe up there.
All right, sir. All right, John. I'll pass the word, sir.
Okay, Jack. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.